So this is the Kearns Board of Canvas meeting. I'm going to let Kelly, do you have anything that you want to say, or do you want me just to go ahead and read through everything?
No, go ahead and read through it.
Okay. All right. So it is 2:33, and I'm going to go ahead and go through this, and we'll, for those of you who are on, the council members that are on here, make sure you check your email by tomorrow morning. You're going to be getting the paperwork to electronically sign for all this, so we need everyone to make sure they sign it. Let me grab the, okay. So on the agenda, we've got the first thing to do is convene as the Board of Canvassers and review the election returns from the November general election, which I have. After you, when you guys sign it, you'll get a copy of it as well, but this has everything on it. Just as a summary, the election results, I got the certified ones from the county. The election results are for mayor, we have Michael Jesse Exxon Valdez. For council member in District 2, we have Lindsay Longton. And then for council member District 4, we have Lauren Colby Jr. And then there's a resolution attached to that. It's going to be resolution R-2025-11. And that's the one that's going to have those results on it and certify that you guys, essentially you guys will acknowledge that you've seen it and that you understand the results. Let me go to the other page. Other than that, just so you guys kind of have an idea, there was 26.8% voter turnout. Let's see. With about 3,300 total ballots counted. Let's see. There were, of those, 3,200 were mail-in ballots, and there were 5 UOKVA ballots that were returned electronically. Let's see if there's anything else. There was one ballot that caused the count to be off, and they said that the reason was there was an empty envelope. It says given voter credit, but no ballot counted. So they returned an envelope with nothing in it. There were 6 provisional ballots issued, 5 provisional ballots counted, and 1 total provisional ballot not counted. There was 1 incomplete form. 83% of the provisional ballots were counted. There were 54 challenged curable ballots. There were 37 total rejected ballots that were not curable, or that were curable but not cured. 31 envelopes with a signature that didn't match the voter's signature, 5 unsigned envelopes, and then there was only 1 ballot challenged for some other curable reason. Other than that, those are kind of the big details. Do any of you guys have any questions on those?
No.
Okay. Then what we're going to do is we just need to, I guess, then pass the resolution. So the next item on the agenda is the resolution R-2025-11. And that's a resolution of the Kearns City Council adopting the 2025 general election canvass of votes with the results that I gave you earlier with the mayor is Michael Valdez, District 2, Lindsay Longton, and District 4, Lauren Colby Jr. Mayor, if you'd like to ask if...
Yeah, so if we can get... Can we get a motion for this resolution?
So moved.
May I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Resolution passes.
Okay, so I will take care of that and get that all signed. And like I said, make sure you guys check your email by tomorrow morning. You'll be getting the paperwork through DocuSign to sign. If you have any issues, give me a call. Let me know. We can try and get it a different way if it doesn't work. The next thing on the agenda for you guys is, let me just make sure.
Excuse me, could I break in here?
Absolutely.
Do you think we need a roll call vote on that resolution?
Okay. Yeah, no, it's because the nice thing is with Zoom, I can see everyone's vote. I mean, I can see everyone talking.
So, okay, thank you.
Unless anyone specifically, did any of you guys have a nay vote? Let's get that. No? Okay. The next thing on your guys' agenda real quick is to discuss the a location change for the December 8th meeting. There was some discussion about the size of the room, and I know Lee had kind of talked about moving it to a larger room, things like that. Well, we did some research, and I had no idea that apparently the council meetings were held at the Element Center prior to it moving to the library, I think about 3 years ago. So I actually spoke to the Element Center, and they are able to accommodate you guys on December 8th, and then they're looking into all the dates for 2026 to see if they can accommodate those. But to change it, we have to get you guys to approve it. So I wanted to bring that to you guys and see if you guys would be okay moving the December 8th meeting to the Element Center. And then if we can find out, it sounds like they probably have the dates, but if you guys are okay also if we have the 2026 dates move to the Element Center. We've already passed the dates. This is just kind of a, so we have an approval on record if you guys are okay with moving the location.
Let's start with a motion for the approval of the location change for December 8th, 2025.
So moved.
May I get a second?
I'll second.
Oh, we got 2 seconds. All right, all in favor.
Aye.
Me.
All right. Nay. Did you say nay? Al?
No, I said aye. I prefer the library, but I'll go aye.
Okay. And then, so that motion passes. And then can I get a motion for Diana to move forward with changing the dates for year 2026 also to the Element Center?
So moved.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that motion passes. There you go, Diana.
Okay, thank you. I will let you guys know for sure they were checking on them, but it just seems like with everything else and with the amount of people, rather than having to, because the library had some dates where they had some other stuff, and rather than switching between rooms and all that, it just seemed like that would be an easier, especially since I found out the Planning Commission and everyone else meets there as well. So it would kind of be more consistent for the public as well. They would know everything is there, just kind of keep it all consistent. So awesome. I will work with them to get that finished. Other than that, I'll kind of let you guys, if you guys have anything to discuss before Kelly calls to adjourn, but I'll let you guys have a moment if you guys want to talk about anything or say anything.
Do you guys have it? Is there anything you guys have?
I don't have anything.
Nothing here.
No.
I will say for the December 8th meeting, please watch for the Community Council budget. That was usually, normally comes to us in October, November, but because of this election, it threw everything off. So please watch for that because December 8th, we will have to approve it.
Yep, and I have that set to be on the agenda. One thing I was gonna ask you, Kelly, is who would I get the paperwork for that from? Do I get it directly from the Community Council?
Yeah, Paula Larson, I'll make sure that she also sends you a copy of the budget as well.
Okay. I have her email, so I can email her beforehand.
Oh, and okay, perfect.
I just want to make sure I get it from the right people. Okay.
Is there anything else from the council?
I don't have anything right now, Kelly.
Oh, Crystal or Al?
Nothing.
Nothing here. We're good.
Tina? No. Okay, then I'll go ahead and ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
May I get a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, we're adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Diana, for doing this.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a good day, everybody.
I'll see you guys in December.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.